The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I'm your host, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. A lot of stuff going on in the outdoors world as we speak. We are welcoming two new sponsors today. We're welcoming back Spurry's Tire Service here in Easton, and we're also welcoming back, after a little month's hiatus, Delmarva Sporting Clays with a new outlook on things and a new feature there at Delmarva Sporting Clays. Why don't we just play the commercial? Maybe you can hear it for yourself. Go ahead.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
There you go, a brand new old-time shooting gallery. Just like back in the carny days, just like when you used to walk the midway and, hey, buddy, spend a quarter, shoot 10 shots, or whatever. Well, there you go. You can do that and plink away at the targets. With it, it's kind of got to have a Eastern Shore flair to it, so you might want to check that out. And Aaron, what do you think? Maybe we should have a listener day down there, so everybody could shoot the shooting gallery. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds like a very good idea. Honestly, when I was listening to the commercial, I was thinking that's something my girlfriend would be very interested in.
Well, there you go. We'll see you down there. Yeah, we'll get maybe a party of 10 together and go shoot. I think. Stay tuned for that. We'll figure that out later. So. Spurry's Tire Service came back as a sponsor. Pretty cool to have those folks come back. Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the other top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model, any size. So here's a great offer. And I'm going to take advantage of this next week because I need tires. From Bridgestone Firestone, purchase four tires, and you get a $70 mail-in rebate. Now, you can save $100 more when you apply for and you're approved for the Bridgestone Firestone financing. I'm taking that deal. No question. Spurry's is doing my brakes. So when I talk about automotive repair, they're doing my brakes on Monday. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors. Son-in-law just got a set of farm tractors. He has a small farm tractor. So if you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Oil changes, brakes, the whole deal. Spurry's Farm Service team, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry, He's the boss man. You see him in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. You'll see Mike out there. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. I said no appointment needed. Visit the website, spurrierstire.com. Again, that's 410-822-7384. Welcome back, Spurrier's Tire Service. There we go. All right. What is going on out there in the world? Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Today, the Bucks Bears Stags team will be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society Banquet. That's at Martin's West in Baltimore, just off Beltway Exit 18. I think Dogwood Road or Lord Baltimore Road, somewhere out that way, you can get there. Beautiful place, beautiful facility. Everybody in Baltimore knows where Martin's West is, or just about. And so we will be there with the team measuring white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer for the Maryland record book. And we're hoping for a good turnout. So we are. And, you know, maybe we'll get to see you there. You can still get tickets if you like. Get them online at MarylandBowhunterSociety.org. So we will see you there. If you're in attendance, stop by and say hi. I'll probably be the guy in the camo pants. Not like there won't be any million guys there in camo pants. Anyway, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Lots going on out there. Lead ammo ban here in Maryland. Lead ammo for hunting. It's possible that that could very well pass through the General Assembly, that the hunters and muzzleloader hunters and slug hunters may have to switch to all copper, non-lead ammunition here in a relatively near future. So you might want to make some plans. And if you have a firearm, see if you can find some copper bullets and sight it in with those. See how they shoot. Copper is pretty effective as far as being able to take down big game. So the firearms ammunition manufacturers are well prepared for this, because there are some states that have banned lead in hunting ammo. And this is all a result of animal activism to drive up the cost of hunting, drive up the cost of ammunition, have people abandon their hunting, like primitive muzzleloaders, you shoot a lead round ball and, that seems to work the best for you, but that can be... Even a primitive muzzleloader can be adapted to copper sabot ammunition. So, shotgun slugs are already out there. Remington made the copper solid for 30 years. So, and the Barnes and others make all copper muzzleloader bullets as well. So it will be inconvenient. But if it's the law, it's the law. I look forward to... I'm not looking forward to it. How do I want to say? I'm foreseeing this bill to pass in the General Assembly. The excise tax on guns and ammunition, the additional 11% tax that's proposed, likely to fail. At least that's my inside track. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Sunday hunting, still up in the air. Still up in the air. Could there be amendments? There could be amendments. Could we go with just deer and not waterfowl? Possibly. We'll see what happens. So that's advancements in Sunday hunting. So that's just a general thing that's going on. I recommend that you sign up for 2A Maryland and John Jocelyn's newsletter so that you can stay up to date on all the firearms laws and that are proposed, all the hearing dates, all the committee members and all that, so that you can contact them and so that you can, let your voice be heard. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, your email gets deleted. Very simple. So, and it's simple to register to vote. Doesn't mean you're going to get called for jury duty. I ain't registered to vote. I don't want to go to jury duty. Well, if you have a driver's license, you could get called for jury duty. So, very simple. 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. The comment public comment period for the rockfish regulations has ended. The folks at the Fisheries and Boating Service will be making some decisions here soon on the season. It's likely going to be as the proposal states, with the closure of the entire month of August and the summer season opening the 1st of May. So, and catch and release for a long time before that, which, again, is questionable in my personal opinion. So, that's it. 410-922-6680. Last weekend, we were at the Friday and Saturday, we were at the National Outdoor Show. And I mentioned that Scott from Dead Meat, the host of Dead Meat on the Outdoor Channel and other places, was there. He came into the booth and said, and actually with the whole film crew, filmed a segment on bucks, bears, stags, measuring deer, and a nice little interview with Scott. I don't know how much it'll go, but you know, we'll see. We'll see if it shows up on a future show. So looking forward to that. So yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know, John. I think you probably have a grace period there to take care of getting rid of your question on text to getting rid of your lead ammo, or just not use it for hunting. And I don't know how it would affect shooting ranges. I really don't. So this is more of an anti-hunting animal rights activist group that's pushing this. I don't really think they care about your shooting range, because nothing scientific says that lead in the environment is, you know, detrimental to birds of prey and things like that. The whole thing that they claim, you know, oh, the California condors ate a dead deer that was shot with a lead bullet and died of lead poisoning. Doesn't work that way. So, anyway. All right. Yeah, so do I, John. A lot of 22 ammo, no question. So, we'll know when the legislation passes what the outlook is, and then I'll have to depend on others to let us know what the effect of that would be should that bill pass. So, here we go. How about a phone call? Anybody out there, Aaron?
Not yet. Waiting for number one.
Okay. We measured 14 animals at the event last Saturday. John Melvin was there, BBS team member. And one of the coolest things that happened was a family walked in, a Stewart family from Hooper's Island. And the dad, Boyd, is a state record holder for sika deer with a bow and arrow. Been for probably 5 or 6 years. Well, his whole family hunts. So his wife came in. She had one that she shot. I can't remember if it was muzzleloader or whatever. The girls came in with two apiece, and these girls are 8 and 11 right now. They've been hunting sika deer since they were 5 and 8, something like that. All five stags made the record book. These girls shot some pretty, pretty impressive stags. We were very happy to measure them up, and that'll probably be a feature story coming out soon. So, anyway, there we go. All right. Okay, John, I get it. Aaron, you said your week was good?
It was very good. Can't complain one bit.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. A lot of trout stocking going on, folks, all over the state. There's, you know, the universal trout season comes in the end of the month, as always, last Saturday. You know, some of the put-and-take areas are open. Some of the Eastern Shore areas are open. Some folks are out catching trout here in the Eastern Shore, as few as those places are, like Tuckahoe and things like that, are catching some trout. No question, and other things, now that the water's opened up. Somebody was telling me that the perch run is about done, but I will tell you something. I was at a seafood house in Cambridge. What day was it? I'm trying to think. Thursday, and they were offloading white perch, some really nice white perch being caught out there in the commercial nets. And so That simply means that they're staging for their run. So the white perch are common, folks. And these, some of these fish were fat. And so they are on their way. So if you look forward to fishing for white perch, that's coming too. Bigger fish, bigger baits, bigger fish, by the way. You know, a lot of people use little tiny baits and little tiny hooks and little tiny grass shrimp and little tiny shad darts and things like that. And certainly they're effective. But up your game a little bit. Go to an eighth ounce jig head. Go to a little bit bigger twister tail. Go to a little bit bigger paddle tail. And see what happens. The bigger fish might key in on that as opposed to catching a bunch of little ones that you got to throw back. And if you're going to throw them back, bend the barb down on your hook. Just take a pair of needle nose pliers and push the barb down. It makes it so much easier to unhook. And, you know, it's easier on the fish, too. You know, not tearing that big hole going in or coming out. So if you're looking to preserve some fish for the future, push that barb down. I do it with hickory shad. I do it with all the panfish that I go for. And it makes unhooking so much easier. Remember, fish don't fight the barb. They fight the bend of the hook. So as long as you keep pressure on and keep those fish on the those jaws and lips on the bend of the hook, they're not going to slip off. Just keep the pressure on. When you get them out of the water, it makes it so much simpler to unhook them. That's just a little tip that I use and can pass on without any problems. So, yep, let's see. Any contest yet? No, Gary, no contest yet. No contest yet. I saw a couple people that came in on their free tickets. I don't know if everybody made it or not, but to the National Outdoor Show. But we gave a few tickets away, so only a couple people stopped by. All right. I think it's time for our first break, don't you, Aaron?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Backyard Billies. Oh, we love talking about Backyard Billies. They're gearing up for spring, of course. I went by the other day. You know, the picnic tables are out. The gym sets are out there in Backyard Billy's backyard. A lot of dog kennels, chicken coops, sheds, greenhouses, combination greenhouse shed. Really nice stuff. And, you know, the big stuff, the sheds and all that, are, you know, free delivery, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. So don't forget they got, you know, 1,000 of those Adirondack chairs too for your deck or your porch or, you know, even inside. You know, if you got a nice room inside and you want to put some Adirondack chairs in there, yeah, you can do that. Why not? So, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyard fun. Backyard's fun. Making your backyard fun. They're making backyards fun. Making everybody's backyard fun. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom. You can check out the barbecue grills, too. Big Green Egg and Memphis and all that stuff. And behind the barbecue grills is the secret fireplace room with all the inserts and freestanding wood and pellet stoves and a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all that stuff. So you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as we mentioned, in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Their exit off of Route 50 is exit 44. I guess it's 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, your backyard. They're open 7 days a week, by the way. 410-827-4500. By the way, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Old Sally Danny, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a toast salad. Pork salad and it. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Oh. Suck a little pork salad.
All right, there we go. Enough pork salad in you, okay? Did we get any phone calls through that, Aaron?
Not yet.
Man, folks, come on. 410-922-668. There's got to be something you want to comment on. Really. Really. It's early in the spring. People aren't fishing. People aren't going out. People aren't boating. People aren't crabbing. But as we continue on, we will be in good shape. So, you do get amusing texts, though, during the show. All right. I'd like to read something to you folks, if you'll indulge me just a minute. If I can get through this, okay? If I can get through this, and you will understand once you hear it. This is an email I received from a daughter, and the subject says, how you brought joy to my dad in his last months. Hi, Alan. I've been meaning to write you for some time, but it has been too emotional to do so until now. I wanted to share a story about my dad, George, or as you called him on air, Deadeye George. Your words on your show gave him so much pride and joy during his final months, and I wanted to thank you personally. My parents, George and Joyce, have been married for 65 years and live in Baltimore. Every Saturday morning, they share coffee while listening to your show. Even in his late 80s, Dad loved it. And my mom still listens every weekend to this day. Good morning, Joyce. I hope you're listening. Dad was a fighter. He beat prostate, bladder, and blood cancers. Later, he was diagnosed with anal cancer, and his health declined quickly. He couldn't get out much, but he still loved the outdoors. He'd watch hunting videos and on his iPad and listen to your show, living vicariously through it all. My husband Mark built a shooting range on our Virginia property. One Saturday, my brother James drove Dad down from Baltimore, and Mark had prepared the range for him, making it accessible for his walker, setting up a table and chair, and putting out exploding soda bottle targets. That day, Dad shot guns he'd never tried before, hit the targets on the first try, and just enjoyed being with the boys. And my son Alec was with him, too. When he got home, he told my mom it was the best day he'd had in years. The next weekend, while listening to your show, a caller shared taking his dad fishing before he passed. Dad said, "That sounds like the boys taking me shooting. Call in." My mom did, and you put her through. Dad had written down every gun he shot that day. When you learned he was 86, your excitement lit him up. When you called him Deadeye George, he was so proud. That moment brought him joy, dignity, and acknowledgement that he still had it. I recorded them listening to your show together, holding hands, smiling, and Dad quietly wiping tears from his eyes. He passed away on August 21st, 2024. I wanted you to know how much that moment meant. Your words brought happiness and pride to a man who loved the outdoors his entire life. I'd love to share the video of Dad hitting the targets or listening to your show if you'd like to see it. Your kindness gave him a moment of pure joy that we'll never forget. With gratitude, Annette, daughter of Deadeye George. That came in 9:30 the other night. I was just kind of sitting here chilling out, watching some TV. And I'm sitting here, eyes welled up, reading that. And she did send me the video of him shooting and hitting the targets, which is pretty cool. You never know how much impact your words and your deeds have on someone. So be kind. Be gracious. Think about others. Don't make it all about yourself. Really. That is one of the reasons I love doing this show. There have been so many people over so many years that we've touched and, you know, are no longer with us. But, excuse me, in 37 years, I remember lots of them. We don't hear from them anymore, you know. But maybe they're up there together in their heavenly home talking about their good moments on the Outdoorsman radio show and some of the mistakes I made. Maybe they're having a nice chat with Robin about our discussions. I like to think that. It makes me smile and it gives me hope. That's all. Aaron, you hadn't heard that, had you?
No, I hadn't. That was a good story.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Love to hear you. Love to hear your memories. Love to hear you talk about hunting and fishing with your dad or granddad. So, never hunted much with my grandfather. Fished with him some, but he was not a fisherman. He was a squirrel hunter. Not a rabbit hunter, not a deer hunter, a squirrel hunter. That's what he did. I think he shot one deer in his life, maybe. So, yep, he was a funny guy too. Told a lot of stories, made a lot of funny comments. So, my dad, bless him. He adopted me late in life. He was 35. My mother was 35. Of course, I got to be 12, 13 years old. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Paul, calling from the Bay Bridge. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's going on?
I've been listening to your show for a long, long time. I don't know how many years, but heading to Dorchester County to a family property that's been in the family for 100 years. And this lead band is just, you know, another assault on, you know, anybody that doesn't live in the left wing I-95 corridor. It just makes you want to pull your hair out.
That's true.
You know, they tell you that they're saving the environment. They're covering the whole damn place with solar panels. They're fencing out the wildlife. They're covering it with cheap Chinese plastic. They're forcing the consumer to pay a high bill for this renewable BS. They're sending the profits to Wall Street. You know, the lead ban. You know, I do a lot of hunting of all types. And I do a lot of 28-gauge shooting.
Sure.
You know, you very difficult to find 28-gauge steel at a reasonable price. I mean, 28-gauge is expensive sub-gauge anyway. And you start putting steel in a typical AA, you're going to be down to like a half-ounce payload.
I know.
You know, so you're going to be wounding more birds. But I get it. You know, I get that, you know, certain birds of prey are more susceptible to lead shot. But, you know, then you flip to the rifle. I mean, I got 7mm rounds. You know, I got 6mm rounds. Stuff that's, you know, I got 20-year-old ammo. This thing comes into effect in 2 years. Now, I really feel sorry for the, you know, the hunters in Western Maryland.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, you know, I've shot a shitload of deer with a copper solid 20-gauge, and it sucks. It doesn't knock them down like, you know, we know steel doesn't knock things down, and neither does copper, in
right.
my opinion. I can't tell you how many deer I shot with a Remington 20-gauge Sabot and found them 4 days later, you know, shot perfectly, never found them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the whole thing's just so frustrating in Maryland, and, you know, quite frankly, you know, I don't want to leave, but it's all they really just want to drive everybody out of here that doesn't agree with them, and they really hate you. And if you don't realize that, you're an idiot.
Well stated. All right, Paul.
Anyhow.
I appreciate your opinion. I share a lot of it. I do.
And, you know, it just got me pissed off to beat the band. So, anyhow, have a great weekend, and, you know, keep pressing forward. And thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks. Paul, for calling in. I appreciate you sharing. Have a good one. See ya. There he goes. All right. Let's see. All right. Let's talk to Joyce in Dundalk. Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Hi, Alan. This is Joyce, the wife of Dead Eye George.
I suspected as much.
So, anyway, I'm glad you acknowledged the letter that my daughter had sent to you.
It's a beautiful letter.
Yes, she's a wonderful daughter, kind of emotional now thinking of her. She lives in Virginia, so, you know, I miss seeing her, but we keep in touch all the time.
Oh, that's good.
But, yes, I said, George and I had quite adventures out in his boat. I said, we didn't catch a lot of fish, but it was nice being out in the boat.
Sure.
On the water and seeing all the other boats and
yep.
the other people catching fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
It is. I said another funny thing is when Annette was young, we bought her a little Barbie fishing rod.
Uh-huh.
So we were out there fishing, and she's pulling out. Boy, she's really caught something really
right.
big. Well, the fishing rod broke, but she had hooked on to somebody else's line.
Oh, boy.
And that's what broke her fishing rod.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of my memories. But
sure.
I was glad that you did acknowledge her letter. She put some time into it.
Yes, she did. And I got the video of George shooting the target. So.
Oh, did you?
I did, yes.
Oh, did I? Okay.
All right. Well, now he'll forever be named, remain Dead-Eye George.
And I still listen to you every Saturday.
Joyce, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All righty. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. We've got Bill on the line, and we're going to get to him after the next break. It's time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. That's right. And all I got to do is find it here. Look at that. Lost in the shuffle. I think it's hiding. Nope. Okay. Ta-da! There it is. You know, I got to have a script to go by and just kind of get the details. As you know, I don't read them verbatim, but Spurry's Tire Service is, of course, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Walking distance from here, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the local folks get their tires and auto service work done. Go there any day, you'll find that out. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And here's a great offer from Bridgestone Firestone. If you purchase four tires, and I need them, and you need them after this winter, receive a $70 mail-in rebate. And you can save $100 more when you apply for and you're approved for the Bridgestone Firestone financing. I'm taking that deal. There's 1,000 or more people on that plan right now through Spurry's. All you got to do is scan the QR code or apply online, and it takes minutes. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, to your barnyard, garden tractors, to farm tractors. If you own any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscaping trailer, you name it, or in any type of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And like I said, I'm having my front and rear brakes done, completely done. Everything redone, brakes, pads, rotors, the whole deal, Monday morning. Spurry's Farm Service team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry out there in the shop or about town, breakfast or wherever, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That phone number is 410-822-7384. The website, spurrystire.com. Again, that phone number, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
So Clyde Sports Shop is having their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Started yesterday. Runs 10 days through March 22nd, 2026. It's a store-wide sale. All fishing rods and reels and combos and all fishing tackle, 10% off. excludes, of course, bait and fishing licenses. Save on premium monofilament. You know, the Strand, the Berkeley, the Shakespeare fishing line. Shakespeare fishing line is pretty good, by the way. All the monofilament from just 1.5 cents per yard. You bring your empty spools and you have them install the new line. That doesn't include the Power Pro braid. Okay, just telling you that. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, and Fluger are featured. All rods and reels are on sale. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale, featuring the President series. All the pen reels are on sale, too, featuring the Battle 3 series. Kids fishing combo and kits are on sale from $19.95 for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more specific kids fishing combos. All rod and reel combos are on sale. And don't forget the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. Guess the weight and win. That's right. Just take this Ugly Stick and lift a weight out of the bucket and see what you got there. Make a guess and you could win. Don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix rods, too. Beautiful fishing rods. Live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing licenses and all the lures and terminal tackle and circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes and tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass. All available at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Yep, Lansdowne, Hale, Thorpe, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com since 1957. Open 7 days a week. 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com. Stop by the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale now through the 22nd. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Very nice. Let's talk to Bill in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Allen. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, great. For an old man.
I hear you.
What's your output on this deer hunting in the city parks?
Oh, in the city parks? It needs to be done. It needs to be done. They're using federal sharpshooters to do it. They did not contract with the commercial company. There's one out there, if you look it up, it's called White Buffalo. The price per deer is $200 to $400 per deer for their services. But the federal guys do it as part of their, you know, as part of their living. So,
I see.
You know, there's dead meat right there. How about that? The sharpshooters are pretty effective. The way it works is they'll use suppressed rifles, probably 5.56, you know, which is 2.23, with a suppressor on it. They'll use suppressed ammunition, and you know they'll just take them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right off the bait pile and drop one. The other one just stands there because they don't hear anything. They don't really react to their you know, their buddies getting dropped on the spot, so that's likely how that'll happen. So, yeah. At night, by the way.
People in the city seen them and they got scared of the deer.
What's that?
Some people in the city have never seen deer and they're in the city.
They're frightened of them, sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, a big old buck with a swelled up neck during the rut's pretty scary looking. You know, can be. So I understand it.
Yeah.
Or they try to make pets out of them, you know, or they feed them, which is a mistake, or try to walk up to them and talk to them and all that stuff. They're wild animals, folks. Stay away from them. Let them do their thing, right?
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of them in Drew's old park.
Yeah, well, this is Lincoln Park and a couple other places that I've read about. So, yeah.
On Gwynn's Falls Park, I think you said.
Not sure. Yeah. Well, there's plenty of deer in Gwynn's Falls Park. I used to live over that way.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So.
There's a lot of deer along 83, too.
What's that?
On 83 going north, it's a lot of deer.
Oh, yeah, sure. No question.
Up there.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, that's my opinion. I appreciate the call. Thanks for bringing that up.
Sure. All right. You have a cool one, buddy.
All right, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Dwayne in Glen Arm. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
The two things. Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah.
And just the lead thing. They need to worry about tire wear, brake dust, and salt. If they're going to, you know, how many people don't shoot and drive cars? All that stuff goes right in the reservoir. All that stuff affects everybody else. But, you know, they mess with us. It's just odd. You go over Loch Raven, and for some reason, 50 feet either side of that bridge is no ice. It's because of 10 million pounds of salt they put in there, but no one even recognizes that.
No question. No question. It's not about what's right for the environment. It's what you see. This organization sued the federal government. Okay. So as a way for allowing lead to be used on national wildlife refuges, like Blackwater, okay? So they won, of course, they would, under the previous administration. They won, and they paid them off with this lead ban. And now General Assemblies and legislatures all across the country are picking this up because they've got lobbyists that are good at what they do, and they're anti-hunting. So they figured, well, you know, if we can't ban hunting altogether, let's make it too expensive. Let's make it as inconvenient as possible for hunters to kill animals. And that's what this is all about.
It should be an elective in like 7th or 8th grade. Everybody should have to take a hunting course in school.
Well, I agree with you.
Right? And
yep.
Then they educate them on guns. You don't have to worry about that. Go downtown. Do you think there's a lead problem from the Beltway in?
Okay. Point taken. So.
Let's be realistic. What's happening with them?
Exactly. They're not too worried about a lot of lead in the environment, are they? So.
No, not at all. And then cigarette butts. How many millions of cigarette butts get washed into the streams?
That's true.
Let's do something that would actually make a difference, but that won't happen. I love the show. I can't wait to get out and get some perch.
Well, they're coming. They're coming. Yeah, If what I saw on Thursday is any indication, it looks like we got a good perch run this year. So somehow
they'll mess that up if they can. It's just they don't want you to have fun. They just want you to pay taxes and die.
Okay. Well. Listen, I'm sorry you have such an outlook, but you know, I got a little live a little more optimistically than that. I'm just going to have fun with what little time I've got left. So,
I do live it. Just kidding, but
I know you are, of course.
Sad to see what happens. Yeah. So again, appreciate the show. A buddy of mine, 30 years ago, Arnold, put me on. I think it was a Sony Walkman on one of the jobs, and just been loving it since. We appreciate you.
Arnold's a good guy.
Yep. See you. Have a good day.
Yep. See you later. Bye bye.
Thanks,
y'all. Yeah, man. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. I think we're just about to the end there, but I do have to tell you one more time about our friends, Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's. That's right. Right there in Graysonville. Well, they call it Ken Island, but it's okay. You know, you just get off the beltway there, or, yeah, you get off 50 there at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. And as you get off the exit, you know, to the right, you're going to turn right on the first right, which is Drummer Drive. And, of course, you've already seen all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. You've seen the storage sheds, and you've seen the greenhouses and the gym sets and the pergolas and the gazebos and chicken coops and dog kennels and all that great stuff for the outside. And then when you actually get there to the shop and you're walking in, your way is paved with great big beautiful picnic tables and outside tables and chairs in every color and configuration. And it's all, and they're all that beautiful poly resin material that makes up these weatherproof, kill-proof picnic tables. So probably the last one you ever have to buy. So spring's coming, you know. Crab feast, picnics, and family reunions, and summer parties and things like that. So why not take a look? That's for sure. On the sheds, all the big stuff, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland beaches. Don't forget the Big Green Egg and the Memphis Grills and the garden decorations and furniture and all that good, happy stuff. And Backyard Billy's Hearth America is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Your backyard's going to look great. And there's the music. So get out, stay safe. Remember, God loves you no matter what. So love the Lord, love your family, faith, family, friends, and freedom. We'll be back after the news.